VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Nearly a week after 50 Muslim worshippers in Christchurch, New Zealand were gunned down, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced that all military-style semi-automatic and automatic rifles will be banned.
One of the failings of our system, of course, means that we can have a range of weapons that are of this power and caliber and simply not know how many there are. The estimate that has been made by officials is that the buyback could cost anywhere between $100 million and $200 million.
The ban, which Prime Minister Ardern announced Thursday in Wellington, also includes high-capacity magazines, which hold ammunition and accessories that can convert ordinary rifles into automatic ones. She says that there will be a large-scale buyback program to encourage owners of the weapons to surrender them to authorities, and Parliament is expected to approve the ban when it reconvenes in mid-April. U.S.-backed forces are continuing to search through the remnants of the Islamic State's final enclave in northeastern Syria, looking for fighters, mines, and booby-trapped explosives. The effort to sift through the broken buildings and shredded tents that litter the landscape in the town of Baghouz comes a day after Syrian Democratic Forces took the area from IS fighters and what officials described as a significant blow to the terror group. President Trump talked to reporters Wednesday about the future of tariffs on China as negotiations continue. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
President Trump says U.S. tariffs on China are likely to remain in place for a while, even if the two countries reach a trade deal. He says even if an agreement is reached, tariffs imposed by Washington are likely to remain until U.S. officials are convinced the Chinese are adhering to the terms of any agreement. The president says the Chinese have had a lot of problems living up to some previous deals. Tit-for-tat tariffs imposed last year by the United States and China, the world's two largest economies, ignited fears of a trans-Pacific trade war.
VOA Steve Herman. This is VOA News. In response to an ethics complaint last week, the Pentagon's Office of Inspector General has launched an investigation into allegations that Acting Secretary of Defense Pat Shanahan violated ethics rules by promoting his former employer Boeing while serving in the Trump administration. One example listed in the complaint was the allegation that Shanahan pushed the Pentagon to buy more Boeing-made F-15X fighter jets over other fighter jets made by Boeing's competitors. The Watch Group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington filed the ethics complaint last week, claiming that Shanahan had appeared to promote Boeing and disparage former competitors like Lockheed Martin in its statements. Zimbabwe is retrieving and burying bodies as Mozambique begins 3 days of national mourning for victims of the cyclone that hit earlier. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The full number of cyclone victims and the extent of the damage done will only be known when torrential floodwaters recede. Persistent rains are forecast, so it will be days before the plains of Mozambique drain towards the Indian Ocean. Zimbabwe's president will visit the hard-hit mountain community on the eastern border with Mozambique. Officials say some 300 people may have died in Zimbabwe as a result of the floods. Mozambican officials say its death toll is 200 and rising. A report earlier in the week predicted the full number to be more like 1,000. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
According to British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt, the European Union could next week hold an emergency summit to offer a Brexit extension with potentially onerous conditions such as holding another referendum. He says that the government did not yet know whether Prime Minister Theresa May's twice-defeated Brexit deal would be brought back to Parliament next week. He added that if the deadlock remained next week, Parliament still had the option to vote to revoke Article 50 and cancel the entire Brexit process, though it was highly unlikely. Officials in Afghanistan have delayed the country's presidential polls for a second time, setting September 28th now as the new date for the ballot. They also announced that provincial council elections in all 34 Afghan provinces will also be held on the same date. The Independent Election Commission, or IEC, said recent amendments in election laws and the pending resolution of numerous problems and challenges facing the voting system prompted it to push back the polls. The presidential election originally was scheduled for April 20th. Then it was delayed to July 20th, mainly due to security concerns and widespread skepticism about IEC's ability to organize a fair ballot in the wake of last October's controversial Afghan parliamentary polls. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.